On the line now I have Siobhan O'Connell, and she's the principal at St Mary's Secondary School in Balldoyle. Good afternoon, Siobhan. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. I'm grand, thank you. And yourself?
Not too bad at all. It doesn't seem like it's a year since I talked to you.
No. Last, you know? Oh, I'm telling you, yeah. The years got piled up very quickly.
And you have the open night tonight from 7 to 9. I was just thinking all the same, the wonderful, wonderful weather we've having and the location of the school. I'm sure a lot of students before the break were saying, I hate leaving school. We're in such a lovely location and the view and all that. And they probably didn't want to take a break at all.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, don't know what young people you know. I should look at the views are beautiful, but it's like everything. You don't appreciate them when you're only a teenager, but yes, they are fantastic. Now, there's no doubt about it. We have probably the best location from that point of view.
Okay, and you'll probably have a lot of them on hand tonight, giving out a hand, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, and they're all volunteers. Nobody was press-ganged into it. Very willing to come in. They're great kids, you know. They're really... Mm-hmm. Loads of them have now volunteered, particularly to help me with the guiding, you know, to bring people around. And then the subject teachers have got them as well. And they're mad keen now to get involved. They're very proud of their school, to be honest with you. And they're a very united bunch. They're great kids.
Okay, now you're inviting primary school girls and the parents to the tour. Mm. So explain to our listeners what the open night is actually all about and what's involved.
Well, you see, the open night, really, they all started, I suppose, about 15, 20 years ago now, because... It's a big decision as to where to go to secondary school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very daunting, particularly for parents of first-time students going in, if the eldest or the only ones. So what the secondary schools do, particularly around here, and there's a lot of schools, they open their doors, they let people in, come in, walk around, have a chat with the teachers, have a chat with the students. That's the big one to do, though. It's really to talk to the students because they're not prepped and they will give the real feeling of the school. And you kind of get a feel as soon as you walk in the building anyway, whether you like it or you don't. You get a feel for the people and the atmosphere. And nobody can tell you about that. It's like anything in life. You have to experience it. And that's really what open night do, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And it's great. It's an opportunity to showcase your school. And although it's a lot of work beforehand, it is actually quite enjoyable because it's nice to talk to people and, you know, people who are interested. And you have some great conversations and you meet some really interesting people.
Mm-hmm. And no matter what the curriculum is as well, I imagine that if young people coming in, if they feel comfortable... In the course of the 2 hours there tonight, no matter the period of time they spend there, if they feel comfortable there, it doesn't matter about anything else. If they say, yes, I like it. You know, it's like walking into someone's house.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is kind of like that here, isn't it? And we do keep that kind of an atmosphere as well. It's a homely family type of thing, where really the safety and the security and the well-being of the student is really paramount. And I think that they feel that when they do come in. And you know, they've often said, there's a lovely atmosphere because the girls are so nice. And they are nice all the time. They're not just putting it on. Mm-hmm. You know, they look out for one another. Mm-hmm. And you can feel that in a school. And, you know, and then you'll go into another school and you'll hate them.
Yes,
immediately you walk in and you don't know why, but you just do. But it is a big thing and it's a big transition. And it's very scary for sixth class to be going into secondary school. So they have to be kind of comfortable where they're going.
Well, I think that's always been the mantra from over the years when I've been talking to anyone from the school, is that that's part of it. When you go in there, you become part of a family more than just going into school.
Yeah, and it's funny because, I mean, I'm here all my life. I think I told you that before. I'm here. I was in secondary school here myself. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it from the first day I walked into it. I just felt at home. I didn't feel threatened in any way. I just felt comfortable.
And that's important in today's environment when you hear about all the things going on.
Yeah.
And I've met some of the girls in studio actually on some of the musicals that's been done down there. And you can see it in them when they come in.
Yeah. And they're very confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on from 7 until 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock.
So you can sort of dip in and out at any time between them times.
Absolutely. And everybody's more than welcome to come along. And I hope anybody who does come along has a great night.
Okay, thanks very much, Siobhan. As I say,
it's
time flies in so quickly, it's hard to imagine. It's a great job down there, and I'm sure you're going to be inundated with offers.